Well, he was a very bad boy, wasn't he? Out of 5 handsome young men that unwrapped the golden condoms and were invited to tour my headquarters, 4 of them have met with unfortunate ends. The first one fell into the chocolate body paint river, and the ollie lollies are still trying to lick it off of him before it all dries. But their poor little tongues are just so small.
Ollie lolly lollity lolls, we're little girls with really small tongues.
Oh, don't be fooled by their small size and voices. They're not really little girls. They just look like it. They're like hobbits. I rescued them from Ollie Lolly Land to save them from their natural predator, the vermicious weeaboo. But back to our other grand prize winners. The next young man insisted on chewing the experimental Viagra gum. He has a very impressive erection, even with them trying to extract all of that blueberry juice from his horribly swollen scrotum.
Ollie, lolly, lollity, louse, that guy will always have giant blue balls.
And next came the unfortunate incident in the nut room with the Ollie Lolly Squirrel Girls. If he would have just disclosed his fetish ahead of time, we could have kept him from running into the room. He got his fur pile, but they got his nuts.
Ollie, lolly, lollity, low, all those furries can go yiff in hell.
And of course there was the last guy just a few moments ago. I showed him how we were going to offer free samples of breasts via pop-up banners on websites, and then he tried to upload himself to our server, but he was caught by our firewall. We're hoping we can recover him from quarantine.
Ollie, lolly, lollity, lee, that guy sure looked like Mauer to me.
Which brings us to you, young man. You are the last golden condom grand prize winner. Sure, there was that little adventure with the jizzy schlicking drinks, but you're only disqualified if the Ollie Lollies sing about it, and you did decide not to turn over our prototype male sex toy, the everlasting knob hopper, to Slugworth, which was fortunate for you, as that was a test. Slugworth was really a group of Ollie Lollies in a disguise. So you win, my dear boy. Not just the lifetime supply of condoms and free streaming porn for life. There's also the small matter of me needing someone to take over this empire someday. Oh, give it to you? No, I'm not going to be giving it all to you. You misunderstand. I'm not even 30. I'm not retiring for decades. And at that point, it's going to be going to my children. I won't be giving this empire to a stranger like my father did with his chocolate empire. No, the problem is that I don't have any children yet. Despite creating and running the world's biggest sex empire, actually, it's precisely because of that, I've never had time for a personal life. I'm actually completely inexperienced. So that's where you come in. You see, the real prize is that you get to have sex with me. Lots of times. At least until I'm pregnant, and possibly longer. That way, my empire will get its heir. But this is where it gets really fun. We are going to be broadcasting it live. This entire thing has been the biggest reality TV show in history. And since you and the others came in here, we have been pre-selling the world's biggest pay-per-view event. The world's richest, most elusive, and most eligible bachelorette loses her virginity live. So, get him ready, Ollie Lollies.
lolly, lolly, lolly-dee-doo. We're gonna get you ready to screw. Little hands stroking your cock, making it as hard as a rock. Tiny mouths all licking your dick, making it so incredibly slick. Ollie lollies would fuck you silly, but now it's time for you and Lily.
Excellent job, Ollie lollies. Now, let's check those ratings and sales figures one last time. Oh, holy fuck, it seems people really want to see me get popped. Well, let's give the audience what they really want. Throw away that golden condom, you definitely are not going to need it. By the way, if this body and these breasts are not motivation enough for you, there were certain incentives in the fine print, in the contract that you signed when you first came here. You will get 25% of the gross from this video just for fucking me. Knock me up, and you get 10% ownership of this entire empire. And that includes 10% of the Ollie lollies as well. That's a lot of them. Maybe not in terms of size, but you can fit an awful lot of them into a bed. In pure numbers, it's huge. Speaking of huge, let's get that cock into me. I trust those balls are full of something better than blueberry juice. And the Ollie lollies have got you nice and ready.
Now I know what it's like to have a man in me. It not just Ollie lolly fingers and tongues. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Yes, fuck me. Oh, yes. Oh, drive the ratings and the revenues higher up. Oh, well, you drive me wild. Oh, yes. Oh, the big cock is pumping into me. Oh, over and over. Oh, your hands all over my body, just like those eyes of hundreds of millions of viewers, making us both lots and lots of money while you make love to me. Oh, and make a baby in me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, your balls are hitting my clit over and over again. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you're gonna come already? Oh, that's okay. Me too. Oh, let's come together. Oh, yes. And almost there. Almost there.
That was much better than I expected in my wildest dreams. I'm not just talking professionally or financially. That was physical and emotional and spiritual bliss, and you seem to like it as well. So, you've got tons of money and you're now incredibly famous. And just between the two of us and a significant portion of the world's population that is still watching us, you've got the girl too if you want her. But don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he wanted. Oh. Well, he lived happily ever after.